My name is Sophie Poole. I am 16 years old. Today is September 15th, and I'm speaking with Carol Ann Butler Poole, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Pasadena, California. I know you grew up with a Down syndrome sister. Can you tell me what it was like?
Well, my sister, her name is Mary Butler, and she was born May 9th, 1970. And she was only 2 years younger than me. So I was only about a year and a half, and my mother was pregnant with her. And at that time, no one knew ahead of time if a baby was going to be born Down syndrome. Now they can test for that, but they couldn't in 1970. So my mother didn't know what was coming. And when my sister was born, it was very traumatic because the doctors at that time thought that Down syndrome kids couldn't grow up to read or write or take care of themselves. And so they told her to just let them take the baby away and put the baby in an institution, and they should just forget about it and move on, try again, sort of thing. But my parents couldn't do that, and so they took her home. And it was amazing because during that period, so many things changed. They opened schools for Down syndrome kids. The Special Olympics, which was started by the Kennedy family, began, and people started to have a new respect for Down syndrome people. And so I witnessed all that growing up, you know, starting from a pretty difficult situation and growing into one that was really pretty amazing, pretty fun, pretty amazing. And my sister came a really long way and went to school, graduated from school. She worked at McDonald's for a little while, but that didn't work out. She got fired. But she ultimately found another little job in a, you know, sheltered environment for Down syndrome people. And she lives independently, and she's just been awesome, and no one could have predicted that. So,
was it difficult to take care of your sister while your mother was not present?
Yes, she could be difficult. She was a very stubborn kid, and she likes her own way, and that's part of the joy of having a Down syndrome person in your family, is they have their own personality completely. And my sisters happen to be very aggressive and strong and stubborn. And so, yeah, she could be a little difficult to take care of, but it was joyful too. It was fun.
Did your sister make your social life harder?
No. She didn't, because she was, she's, along with her stubbornness, she had an incredible sense of humor. And she would say the funniest things you ever heard in your life to people. She was really blunt and really straightforward and says things that, you know, most people don't say in a social situation. So my friends, they loved her, and she was part of their group. And there were things when I was a teenager, like, you know, the sad part is that early on, my mother couldn't handle the reality of having a Down syndrome child. And she had a mental breakdown and left our family. And so we were raised by just my father. And so when I was a teenager, He needed to get out of the house because there were three of us kids, and one was Down syndrome, and he didn't have a wife to help him. And so he would leave Mary with me, and I was a teenager and wanted to go out with my friends. So my friends would come over, and we would wake Mary up in the middle of the night when she was sleeping and put her in the back of the car with a pillow and a blanket, and then we'd go to a party. And and Mary would be in the car, and she'd sleep through it all, so it'd be fine. And, you know, things like that that I really shouldn't have done, but I did do. And when she was awake, she was the life of the party with my friends, and everyone loved Mary, you know, and Mary was like, I don't know, a little part of our group. So
you're glad that your sister was in your life? I am very glad still. She's still here, and I'm still very glad because she really gives you a perspective on what's important in life and not to take yourself too seriously and to live in the moment. These are all things I think you learn when you're around Down syndrome people, not just my sister, but her friends and her housemates. They tend to be really warm, affectionate people and people who just tell you whatever's going on in their mind, even sometimes some pretty out there things, but mm-hmm. but they're very true, and it's kind of a very beautiful thing.
What was the best memory of your sister?
Well, there are so many stories about my sister. Anybody that knows our family knows that you will wet your pants laughing, listening to Mary's stories. Things like when she was a kid, she really loved to run away from home. And so she used to just sneak out of the house, and my brother and I were supposed to be watching her, and all of a sudden we'd turn around and she was gone, and we'd have to go on the hunt for Mary. And we usually found her in a Friendly's. They don't exist here in California, but on the East Coast, there's like an ice cream shop called Friendly's. And we would usually find her there sitting at a counter with a giant sundae, a plate of cheese fries, a Coke, a root beer, you know, five things in front of her, no money in her pocket. And she knew that they're not going to tell a Down syndrome kid that they can't, you know, order something, even though they knew she didn't have any money. You know, they weren't going to kick her out. So she knew that, and she used it and played it for all it was worth. And so that was pretty funny. Sometimes she'd get on a bus and go to a mall. We had to go searching all over the town for her, call the police, whatever. And she's just like, what's the problem? I want to do what I want to do.
What was the worst memory of her?
I think the worst memory was having to tell her when my father died. It was pretty heartbreaking. She was raised, like I said, by just my father. And by that time, you know, my brother and I had grown up and moved away, and her and my father were together and very close. And he died suddenly and unexpectedly. And having to tell her that was very, very hard because it's hard for everybody, but she didn't quite have the understanding that, you know, all of us have of the permanency of it and how that could even happen. And that was very, very hard. She had a lot of years of grief that we had to deal with. But yeah, I'd say that was the hardest moment.
What did you learn from having a Down syndrome sister?
Humor, a sense of humor. When I used to take her to the bus when she was a kid and I was a teenager, literally a bus full of Down syndrome kids used to roll down the window and say, how about a date cupcake? And they called me hot legs. And there was just so much humor. There was so much that was funny. My sister was in the Special Olympics and she was ahead in the 50-yard dash. And right before the finish line, she sat down and just said, I'm tired. I'm sitting down. So moments like that, learning to just take life as it comes at you, not to project things in the future because you just don't know what's going to come. I mean, from the moment my mother was told that this baby was never going to be able to dress itself or brush its teeth, and then the moment of watching her graduate from high school in a cap and gown and say, I did it, you suckers. And all of the unexpected stuff in between teaches you how to live in the moment and not expect that every hardship is going to be a completely bad thing. Sometimes there's surprises, joyful surprises in that.
Thank you so much for doing this with me.
Thank you for interviewing me.